Okie dokie, and we're back in for the second hour, and we have a guest today, a very knowledgeable woman, Jenna from Washington State, who is going to explain to us this carry-on that's going on in an idyllic part of America, Northwest. I've never been there, but what the U.S. Forest Service and the military are doing up there, destroying it. But anyway, do we have Jenna? Yeah?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
What time is it? Would you, very early up there, yeah?
7 a.m., yes.
It's 3 p.m. here. Just coming off 3 o'clock. Hell of a time difference. But no, you're terrific to be up at this hour. But give us a run through of what's been the latest of many attacks on all of us. Tell us how this is hitting you, what's going on there up in the Olympic. Is it fair to say you're in the Olympic Peninsula, is that right?
Yeah, we're in Olympia, Washington. So the Olympic Peninsula is our region. And it was about a year ago, Clint Richardson, we were listening to one of his shows, and he had brought up, does anyone out there know what's going on with this naval training? Can some people activate and find out information? So we found Dr. Martin Paul to have a conversation about EMS. He is a professor of molecular bioscience at Washington State University, and he is an author of like numerous studies on the biological effects of EMS. And he ended up he put out a YouTube addressing the situation of the Navy setting up naval maneuvers in the Olympic National Forest, which is a jaw-dropping, pristine, thick, lush, amazing forest. It's a sight. It's one of the special things about this planet. And there were thousands of letters that opposed this proposition, that they would be setting up mobile RVs with antennas generating EMF, technological warfare for, like, it's something like electronic jamming maneuvers above this national park. And, you know, because you can't see it or smell it or hear it, no one is really thinking this would be and the public wouldn't know. But then the involvement of growler jets, which are loud, they would be flying overhead, and that, like, I think 1,000 of those letters were addressing that, and then people just thinking, you know, our trees are going to get knocked down, we're not going to be safe just walking in our national park. And it's a precedent for what can happen across the whole nation, which, you know, if the Navy and the military just set these things up, we really don't know what's going on, because, you know, there's an understanding that the military have technologies that are way beyond what we even know, like 25, 30 years ahead of what's in mainstream, you know, commerce, what's available to us.
You're spot on. Dr. Bill Deagle worked in DARPA, and he's aware of that, and he's released so much that he's allowed to release, but he said it's horrifying what they do have. But sorry, continue on, yeah.
So after all those letters were put out, we thought that was the end of it. Well, just this week in the news, there's talk of what, like 12 different sites are proposed to be set up in the National Forest with 3 RV mobile units, and they're moving forward with doing this warfare training. So now is the time for the public to comment. And in the Chitango, there are places to go on the Internet to oppose, to say, no, we don't want this. We really don't want this. And, you know, I just thought, you know, this radio program could at least broadcast this is happening. And all national borders having these things set up in our national parks, what is this really about? You know,
it's outrageous. I mean, considering the size of America and Canada, I've lived in both America and Canada, but I mean, it's outrageous. Is there anything they can't leave alone? But what kind of, in Washington State, what kind of awareness is there with the public and radio stations? What are they doing about this or saying?
Well, it's people that are looking into alternative news, and that's a small percentage. But even George Norrie on Coast to Coast Nationwide, he posted this. So it's people that are looking for more news alternatively that have the time. And, you know, like a real example of me, when I started as a parent, I started looking in, after I read the book Dirty Electricity, I started looking into, you know, things that we can't see and hear that may harm my child. So when I learned in 2012 that they were putting Wi-Fi up in schools, I went down to the student, you know, the school council, and I'm like, I don't like this. Well, first I went to the principal, and he's like, it's out of my hands. Then I went to the superintendent, and they just stared. And then I kept going back. You know, I'm like, do you understand that this is harmful? Digital citizenship shouldn't be on the report card of an 8-year-old. What is this? You know, my red flags were going off as a mother. And, you know, went so far as...
Just say the thing again there. I missed it. What was on the report card of the child? What was the phrase you used there?
Digital citizenship. Up there with math and English.
You're joking me. How do they define digital citizenship? Like, do what you're told and accept technology. Is that it?
Yes. Are you competent?
Digital. Are you a slave of the state, is another way of putting it. That's shocking, isn't it? My God. I hadn't heard that one before. Digital citizenship. That sounds like right. The Hitler Youth, doesn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. Communitarianism at its best.
You are part
of a group, and separate yourself from your family or the values that your family has, because I limited myself. I didn't have a computer. So when he's around all these kids, they all have their iPads doled out. And now I'm even learning that all of these screens have this effect on the eyes. And, you know, children have smaller skulls, smaller brain barriers. They're, you know, we're antennas full of water. So how does that affect children that are still growing and their DNA is, you know, it's just like the damage runs deep, not only habituating children, harming them. As you know, and it's addictive forming. I learned through reading Dirty Electricity that neurotransmitters, in a scientific study, the dopamine is one of the first indicators. Sam Milham, he was epidemiologist of Washington State for a while. He conducted all these studies, studying urine sent off in a lab and what neurotransmitters were spiked. It was dopamine, which forms addiction. So, you know, those things are triggered in growing minds, and it's like there's damage happening.
Oh, yeah. One of the major things is, it's even to start with this, sleep patterns are interrupted badly by this, and a lot of sleep disorders are coming from TVs that have this flicker rate that's extremely high. They say you shouldn't be near a TV for 3 hours before you go to sleep as an adult, and longer for a child. But this thing, I'm sick telling people the three things they should throw out of the house: microwave, roaming phones, and routers. You don't need them in a domestic house. You can substitute a thing called a Tavolo unit for a router, which you plug it into the computer, the internet, and plug it into the electricity in the house, and every plug in the house will pick up the internet with one of these units. They're about $30 or $40. Even if you were running a business like a B&B, a bed and breakfast, and you had six or eight rooms, well, six units and charge $1 a time for the people, and you get the money back. But there's no need for routers in a house. Well, most people don't know that.
As well as, like, the routers in the schools. And Dr. Paul, I put up in the Chitango his interview for about it's like a 30-minute, his take on what's happening with these naval maneuvers. But the non-thermal effects of pulsed frequency have a host of effects on the body. And this has been noted since the 70s. But it's not in our sensory awareness, the general public, and industry makes trillions on this. There's no question of if industry puts it out, it's safe. Well, it's not. And it's only people that are, you know, willing to compromise convenience of these devices that we live, you know, 40,000 generations of civilizations have existed. And here we are 20 years later, and or 20 years from like the advances of these technologies, and now we're just like, it was Pandora's box that now everyone is addicted to.
Oh, yeah. One of the papers I put up there is an ally to you, though. You're very fluent in this. You're very, very good. The there's a woman who's been interviewed, a very genuine woman from Fort Collins, Colorado, Virginia Farber, F-A-R-B-E-R, in Fort Collins, Colorado. She's been interviewed by Dave Hodges on his program many, many times. Once you put on that on the Google, she comes up and hit images. But you have to connect up with her. Her son died of a brain tumor because of the university in San Diego having a cell tower outside his bedroom, even 50 yards away. And it's proven that that's what he died from. And she is also jointly involved in getting rid of, trying to fight smart meters. See, Fort Collins, Colorado was a test area to enforce the new smart meters on people. And there's been major programs done on this, but Dave Hodges did a major one. But please, I'll send you stuff in the email after this program. Virginia Farber would be a very good ally for you on this, because she's done major work on this. And smart meters can set houses on fire as well, by the way, because of the way they're set up. That is happening in the state of Virginia. But sorry, carry on anyway, yeah?
Well, I mean, it boils down to appreciating our human bodies and just understanding our hearts and brains are regulated by internal signals that are electrical. And Martin Paul was saying the FCC guidelines, which he did go to D.C., and he did have a presentation for the FCC, and, you know, they just stared at him. But he made that effort to just show the guidelines are 7.2 million times higher than what the brain can handle.
Seven million times. Plus this addition of these towers, which are going up in Britain, on the existing towers, the 4G, which we don't need. This 3G transmission to mobile phones and 4G, we don't need it. We just don't need it. There's enough to coming through landlines to computers. This 4G is going to fry people something terrible. But,
definitely. Well, I was just going to say, it feels like there's deliberate limitation of what we know or what we can find out, and like the board, you know, us being right at the ocean's edge, this is like the West Coast border and military setting up and putting their antennas. It's like there's limitations all around, and The space fence is another term that came up to us.
What does that mean, yeah?
The space fence. Now, Alana Freeland, she has a lot of YouTubes out there, and she's speaking to this.
The How do you space spell fence, that? Space what? Space what?
S-P-A-C-E? F-E-N-S-E. Space fence. So,
and what is that? Tell me what that is.
Well, this is Alana Freeland and her idea, so I'm just kind of putting it together. My thoughts on this are the involvement of the technologies of HARP, which is no longer HARP because it's been ramped up in a different direction. But Billy Hayes and Alana Freeland, they speak to this on very, very recent YouTubes right now, involving electromagnetics, involving the military advances in technology, and utilizing that with the chemtrails and the ionization of the atmosphere, all coinciding with, you know, closing us all in to data mine control.
Yeah.
You know,
and
it's
a major part of weather modification. That is how they do it. And that is well known. And this gentleman, Martin Paul, I hope he's able to protect himself, because I don't wish to tempt providence by saying it, but people like him are at risk of being attacked and being wiped out by the military-industrial complex who don't want this information out there, because it's an information war, as I say. Like, that's the name of Alex Jones' site, although Alex does overdo it himself. He really does, the way he shouts about things. But
there is like a target of individuals. Sam Milham, who lives in Olympia here, he's the one that wrote Dirty Electricity, a great little read. I recommend it. But a smart meter in his neighborhood was put on his house, nobody else. And, you know, he's been out there. He's vocal about this. We attended one of his workshops. They were putting up, a community in Yelm was opposing a cell tower going up. And we went out to listen to him. He had his you know, measuring device and spoke to how these things affect us and sharing awareness to what mm-hmm. he knows. And we also have listened to, we're actually in communication with Patrick Jordan, and he's been on RBN a couple times. And he was saying that in the Midwest, all these wind turbines, he was just giving an experience where he was not, the electrocurrents that were around him, like, forcibly knocked him over. You know, he's putting these things together also.
Mm-hmm. He was a major contributor to Clint Richardson, was on RBN here for years. He's taking a break for a year to write up his books at the moment. But yeah, Patrick Jordan was a major backup of him on this technical issues. I used to hear some of their programs. That's correct, yeah.
Alana talks about this space fence having a seven-part experiment. And I actually don't have those parts in my mind right now, but she has agreed to come on the show to share mm-hmm. all of her research. She is a writer. She's written Chemtrails, HARP, and The Full Spectrum Dominance, Alana Freeland.
I'll give you now, the person who could deal with that, I have a small audience at this hour of the day, but John Staffler could deal with this. He's a much bigger audience, but Vincent Finelli. Do you know who Vincent Finelli is on RBN? Prepper, he deals with this as well. So I'll email you his phone number, and he can talk to Vincent, and he could do... So he's on RBN and GCN, and he could get wider publicity for her. So I'll connect you and her up with Vincent Finelli. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. You know, PJ, I really think people are waking up earlier, and there are a lot more listeners than you think.
Maybe on a Saturday morning. I know people's routine on a Saturday morning. It's a little different in America, Canada, and Britain here. But unless we get up on a bigger, big bird, that's another thing to do. But it's all money, money, money. And John Staffmiller has made mega sacrifices to keep this station going. He really has. None of us get paid. We don't want to be paid. We're just quasi-volunteers. But I'm writing research on lots of things. But you've explained that very, very well. The how big is the smart meter plan in Washington State at the moment?
Well, I haven't seen them out this way yet. So I guess I can't really.
Okay, is it a case of you must have it? Is this enforcement? Is that the way they're doing it?
No. However, you know, we do know of these water meters, and they're the same thing.
Well, really, I have a water meter here, but no, a simple water meter. We have simple ones in the UK. Just clock the meter and it protects you from the water company overcharging you. But I have a standing row here with a water company. I won't name them. I should do. 6-year running battle. They rip people off. You pay a sewage charge as well. Water is booked out to the customer here once you have a meter at a dirt cheap price, £2 per 1,000 litres, right? That's not expensive. But the sewage charge for the building, and if you've got a multi-occupancy building, I live in five different apartments and businesses. They're charging the whole lot amount of the sewage charge to the five entities, and there's a court case brewing over that now. But the water companies are owned by Saudi Arabia and all the rest. They were privatized here, you see, and all that kind of carry on is going on here as well. But I don't think are the water meters electronic?
Well, there's advances in technology.
The water meters here, they have to come and read it, you know, set as an old-fashioned one. But I see a move here to introduce smart meters, but I think it's a different type. The UK comes down very hard on stray electricity. It's you can be fined for having stray electricity come out of things. But anyway, we're coming after the first break, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Okay.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
How you doing? It's Jimmy here from Zipa. Today I wanted to tell you about my efforts to achieve global elimination of snoring. It all starts with respect. Respect for yourself and respect for others. Listen, you think you're being a nice guy or a nice girl by letting a guy or girl next to you sleep and snore every night. It's the ultimate disrespect to have that happen. You wake that person up and you tell them, go to Zipa.com now. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. com. We're not going to tolerate this, all right? Snoring is not okay. Someone next to you is snoring, you tell them to buy a Zipa. com. I know that you're listening to these snoring things and you're thinking, well, it don't apply to me. I don't have these problems. A lot of people are in denial, but it's true. Listen, if you're snoring, you got to stop it. What you got to do is get this fixed. Get a Zipa and change your life. ZYPPAH.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. But I'll give out the number now as well. But we have an email address for this program. It's bardenreport@gmx.com. Bardenreport@gmx.com. But the number, if people have reports on this kind of thing, to add to it on the program, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you have stories about this, what Jen is talking about here, about EMS pollution and smart meters, etc. But it's very vicious in some states, and Fort Collins is one of them, where these EMS meters are being enforced through Colorado. It's kind of a test grid for doing it, and it is shocking what is on the archive of Dave Hodges' program. Last year, he several times he interviewed Virginia Farber, but the outtake of this is, when are they going to start this maneuvers? They can't be stopped now going into the forest. It's the U.S. Marines or the U.S. Navy? Which is it?
It's the Navy, and yeah. The news
indicates it's space-based, because the first responders and the first people to control all the eavesdropping is the Navy, etc. But sorry, go ahead, yeah?
Well, it's a draft. And 45-day period for comments or opposition. So it's they announce it first, and it's sometimes heard, sometimes not. And then there's a time frame where the public can comment on this. So now is a good time to just, spread the word, have this mm-hmm. awareness, this happens, and that give us a little bit of time to say, we don't need this at all. The mm-hmm. forest is the forest is a place where people go to recover,
sure.
the place where you kind of gather in what it's like to be in a beautiful place on this planet and appreciate life. And mm-hmm. it's not pleasant when there's growlers flying overhead and you could be irradiated just walking on a path, taking a walk with the dog. So there is an Irish radio station called Open Your Mind Radio, where March 6, 2016, Martin Paul was interviewed by these guys, and they did bring up the water meters, the digital water meters, in this interview.
I see.
Yeah, they were commenting, this is happening around us.
I look it up, but we're coming to a caller in a second. But the radio, TV, and newspapers, it's a full-time job for anybody to be chasing them. Have you any allies or people connected with you, any allies in journalists to pursue this?
Well, Alana Freeland is an author, and she's pretty popular in her world, I believe, because she has a couple different sites. I know one's a Facebook site. Sorry to say that, but
That's okay.
She has about 1,500 followers. So that's mm-hmm. one. And then Dar Jamal, he's a writer on this specific issue as well, and we're in contact with him as well.
Okay. Well, we have a caller to probably ask your question. We have Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, are you there? Yeah.
For the bigger flashlight. Okay.
Hello?
I need an 11-in-1 Klein screwdriver.
Hello? 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 You're talking to somebody else? Hello?
Hello, this is Jerry.
Jerry, yeah, I can hear you now. PJ Barden, yeah. You have a question, have you? Yeah, I have something to say, yeah?
Yeah, you were talking about the smart meters and the Wi-Fi and everything else like that. Well, for about the last 15 years in the Chicagoland area, they have mm-hmm. been increasing Wi-Fi signal in the grammar schools and high schools to where they're baking everybody's brain. Not only that, they use a lot of the old burning, they used to burn their garbage, so they use a lot of their old smokestacks for the
cell phone
antennas
towers.
For like, cell phone towers, you're exactly right. So mm-hmm. these kids are getting baked alive. Right underneath them, not even realizing it.
And what are parents doing about that in Chicago? Any reaction?
Parents are too stupid. They watch 2, 5, 7, and 9 in the local corporate media, and they don't get any of this information, and they're too lazy to look it up because it's football season.
Yeah, it's shocking. But this has been going, you say, for 15 years in Chicago, yeah?
At least 15 years, and every 5 years we come back and we update, we add more, because I work for contractors and we just kind of work.
Okay. Well, hang on there. We just go to the spot of the hour break, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. Now, just, Jenna, if you have any questions, ask Jerry or vice versa there on this compare notes, what's happening in Chicago. Hello?
Oh, hi. Well, yeah. Do I have any questions?
Yeah, or vice versa. Well, Jerry's still there, yeah?
You know, I think that...
Yeah, go ahead, Jenna, yeah.
No, I don't have any questions for Jerry. Do you have any questions, Jerry?
Well, I just wanted to add one other thing. I installed smart meters for 6 months for a local utility out here. We were subcontracted to them. And out of the 898 that I installed in 6 months, only one customer asked me if these things were dangerous. And I said, well, I'm not allowed to say, but I'll tell you what, I'll lead you to couple of websites that you can check out. Deborah Chavarris had a very good website, stopthecrime.net. Very informative about these smart meters, and that's all I wanted to add. And I'll tell you what, I felt guilty the whole time I was doing it, but it was 40 hours a week. So it's almost like anything you do in life right now, and you have a conscience, it all has to come down to the money. Okay? Do you want to work or do you want to starve? So you do what you have to do, you know?
Well, Very good. Well, no, thank you for that addition. Stay in touch. And you've mentioned Deborah Tavares, but thank you. I know who she is, yeah. But thank you very much indeed for that. I'm very grateful. Very good. Yeah. Okay. Just to say, Jenna, Deborah Tavares, do you know who Deborah Tavares is?
Yes, and I have listened to those interviews.
Yeah, she is connected with exposing all this kind of thing, et cetera, on a large scale, and how bent the courts are, and they're all limited corporations now. But that's a shocking statistic that chap Jerry has given. 898 meters, and only one person raised a query about safety. Wow.
Yeah.
That shows you the size of the job. And of course, the press keeping their mouth shut. Because again, commercial entities, these public utilities advertise. Therefore, the media can't open their mouth. Well, they're gutless. Whoa, it's absolutely shocking. But it's being attacked on two fronts: smart meters in domestic houses, and then this military activity. Three fronts, really, and then the cell phone towers. It's shocking. But I can't believe they have cell phone towers in schools. Just ask you that, Jenna. How prominent is that across America, where there are cell phone towers close to schools? It's just all over the place, is it?
Well, following that book, Dirty Electricity, Sam was going to several schools in California. All these teachers are sick, getting cancers, and he would just be able to identify the problem of why. But, there's so many that people don't know why they're not feeling well. They're busy not feeling well to question or to investigate. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to function. So
yeah.
I was looking through Dr. Martin Paul, some of his papers that he forwarded us, and one of the studies I thought was interesting. It was a cranial experiment and how it affects moral judgment. And I just thought that was interesting also, like consecutive studies done on these scenarios, and what the experiment released was that moral judgment was impaired with exposure to these frequencies.
Indeed.
So I've been in communication with Patrick Jordan as well, and he's interested in coming on air because he's a farm boy in the Midwest. And Alana, so we can talk more to this.
Sure,
the listeners would get more than me.
Yeah, they know yourself, Jenna, Dr. Martin Paul, Dr. Bill Deagle, Patrick Jordan, and the people you nominate. There's a team of people straight away, and there's a series of programs. I'll mention it to I'll send you an email after this program. Oh, a lot of information to that. I won't give it out, but that one beginning, when they're IDY, that's one that you use. And you can link people up. We'll get it going today. And to put out information, and somebody to put a YouTube video. YouTube is very, very powerful. There's no doubt about it. I might get Mark Dice involved in this as well. So apart from him asking questions about putting out hard information. I have files here going back in that 3 years ago, but about the guy who developed it for the military in the beginning. They also use these microwaves to in the security services to attack people they're trying to eliminate. They don't just put a bullet through the head and wipe people out. Now, these are used to upset people's systems, and they have 1,500 methods, I believe, of affecting people's personalities, or they can just wipe them out. You can they can cause you to have a brain tumor, and bang, you're gone. So it is a weapon of choice for some security services around the world. They have, that's how evil it is as well. That's another aspect of it, and I'm not making that up. That's out there as well. But it's a case of cranking up the people, but the key thing is the media and finding key journalists who have the guts to write this up. It becomes a full-time job, but if you had somebody who had the time to do it, it's a job for a kind of semi-retired person. That's a good method as well to read the type of stuff they're writing, science correspondence, and there's nearly all the papers have somebody writing on that kind of stuff. But do you get to read much newspapers on this kind of thing at all?
Well, it's mostly alternative news and going onto the internet and, you know, just sifting through what's out there. And and then following up on just paying attention of what's going on around, how do I keeping my own health up, and you know, just trying to stay on task, because I do sense like this mental fog comes and goes. It's like, where'd that all come from? And after reading Dirty Electricity, I was starting to monitor the electricity going through our house, and I have a meter. And it's like, yeah, electricity pulses through a house and it spikes periodically. But I did notice right before the elections, all of my filters were just ringing super high. I plugged in and I found that, like, my meter of electricity pulses going through the house were like 1,500 times the normal levels. And I had never seen my meter go so high. And I was like, what? And then I look in the newspapers, and there's a whole bunch of violent scenarios going on downtown. And I was like, you know, those things can happen. You know, it's not outside of the realm of impossible.
No, it's definitely these young millennials and things kicking off after the election, most of them not young, who didn't vote or were too young to vote, they were triggered by something other than just the result of that. That was definitely connected to that in some way, shape, or form. We've never seen that before. People effing blind give out about a result. But there was definitely that kind of manipulation going on as well, because it was so widespread. And the same kind of age group who are very vulnerable to Wi-Fi. I know a young person who has been has psychiatric problems, a young girl of 23, 24, and anytime she used to go to the library when she couldn't come here to use the internet, which was full of Wi-Fi, very high Wi-Fi, she would come out of there like a demon in terrible form and have one of her aggressive attacks. So that was very clear that it was the Wi-Fi doing that, without a doubt. And I mentioned just briefly, roaming phones, which people have in the house. Why they want roaming phones? Like, they're not living in a big complex. You can put phone jacks around the house and plug in a phone, but these roaming phones give off a very strong wave, as do microwaves, and do these routers as well. So if you have an infant in the house, you're sentencing that child to have retarded growth or possibly a brain tumor. I'm sick of telling people that. And they turn around and they quote the marketing information they heard. I said, that's marketing information. That's not science, you know. But I'm sure you come across that as well yourself.
Yeah, I do. And because it's like we can't see, not everybody's getting sick right away. It's like, how is this going to pan out? How is this going to turn? And we also listen to Tony Pantelaresco, and he does comment on these sort of things, not only with the chemtrails, how that's affecting our bodies, but he in his last show last week, he was talking about how the screens interact through the eyes, and that it not only there's an addiction towards looking at something bright and flickering, but the interaction of what the screens are doing magnetically and the emotions that can be altered with those things. You know,
That's what the Pentagon have been investing heavily in with this EMF for years and years and years. It's highly developed now, I can tell you that.
Yeah, so
the what's the name of the guy you said whose program you're watching? What's it?
Tony Pantelaresco, and he's on the Micro Effect. And he also has...
That's a mouthful. I'll tell you a story about Vincent Fennelly in a second. How do you spell his name?
Tony, T-O-N-Y, Pantelaresco, P-A-N-T-E-L-L-E-R-S-C-O. He's an herbalist. And he also had some nanotoxicity in his body that he's working out, like Morgellons. Is real.
Some people
are plagued with this in their bodies, and he has learned through his own recovering nutrition, health, different remedies, and he's a survivor, and he shares what he knows. So he's a guy that knows a lot of stuff.
Well, yes. Both of you contact Bill Deagle. He has some of the most advanced protocols on the planet that are herbal-based. They're nothing to do with SSRIs or pharmaceutical drugs, but that's what Deagle develops, and that's why he has NutriMedical. He set that up to deal with the individual. He deals with you individually yourself. He has a system, a test called a QRMA test, quantum magnetic resonance test. It's just a magnetic pulse that goes through the body. You can buy that machine for like $200. But if you have one of those tests and the machine then prints out a code, he can interpret the code, and then he can tell exactly the condition of every organ in your body. I'm not kidding. And as well as identifying people's ailments right through the spectrum. With these protocols are outstanding. But if we need to link these people up. There's an awful lot of very valuable people in the system and connected with RBN alone that could link up on this and put out a lot of stuff through our allies on YouTube about this horror story of smart meters and the EMF pollution. But I must give out the phone number again. I should have given it out earlier as well. Anybody has anything to add to this, so what we're talking about today, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But you're a campaigner. You've been campaigning on a lot of things, plus alternative growing and horticulture as well. I will be sending Brian that thing about composting, etc., etc. But how many years have you been doing that, where you've been growing your own stuff?
Well, in this location, it's been about working at it for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And as I was single parenting, I mean, I think I moved about 12 times throughout this. So every place I went, I started digging. So I've been learning a lot along the way. But here, most intensively, we've got three gardens going, and we've got some chickens, and we're somewhat established. And it's still, you know, there's still more to do.
Oh, sure.
And a lot more to learn. And now also, like, just the advent of all this weather modification, it's like it's a constant challenge just...
What kind of winters do you get up there in Washington State?
Well, usually it just rains, lots of rain.
I see.
But it feels cold enough that we're going to be getting snow. And there's people talking about a really cold winter this year.
Yeah, that's correct. I see the science research on that. The Great Lakes are freezing up a month earlier this year as well. But I know I have it here beside me. I won't bore you with it, but I'll save for another week. The polar vortex is swinging very far south this year. And the Canadian Chinook winds are blowing south as well. So that's a very bad omen. So are you prepared for that? You are.
we're mulching. And we're mulching the ground to cover it up.
Yeah. My biggest thing here is heating. I know I'm getting older, but electricity bill here is going up from £3 a day to £5.50. And I ain't getting any extra heat. I have a problem with the utility company now. I have to attack them. But it's cold here, not excessively cold. But Britain is full of houses with sash cord windows. You know what sash cord windows are? That move. You roll them up and down. There's ropes pulling them up and down. They sound like the Stone Age, but they loosen out and they're dreadful. They're not double glazed; they're single glazed, and it lets an awful lot of cold air in. But keeping warm in Britain, the price of food has actually been going down for 2 years because of serious competition. But the cost of energy is hitting us very hard. There's no doubt about it.
We heat with wood because we deal with a lot of trees. We have a sawmill, and trees come down. Lots of trees are dying as part of what's going on around us. So, it is a lot of work to heat your home with wood, but we can do it for now still. And
I wish I had a fireplace. This is a terrible trait of Britain. All the houses that are renovated in rural England and in suburbia, they get rid of the fireplaces and make them electric or gas, which is a pain. And right now, I wish to God I had a fireplace instead of electricity. I really do. Heating with electricity is expensive.
But as far as the weather goes, we were hearing that in Tennessee and Colorado, there is droughts and fire. They haven't had rain. So
Yeah, you get these low temperature droughts now that are very common. And I was told by a scientist that is a prelude of the well, here in Britain, it's because of the Gulf Stream slowing down. But that's a prelude to a cold age. We are heading in to a cold age. It's cyclical. We've got low sunspots, and the Gulf Stream is slowing down, which doesn't affect you, but it affects us here in Britain drastically. And cyclically, the weather systems, it's in the 180-year cycle, and we're heading into a very cold period now over the next 15, 20 years. And growing in polytunnels and livestock being indoors are going to be a key part of it. And getting crops growing in the season, we may not have a spring. They say the Canadian spring harvest will be wiped out within 10 or 15 years. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
From very good people. And this, then again, we have this creature. I have friends in Canada. I lived in Canada. This Trudeau, all he has is a name. He is the essence of a New Age flunky. I mean, he is a dangerous individual. Everything New Age and crap, he's for it. And Canada is becoming a police state like the United States as well. It's just shocking. But anyway, we're going to the last break, and then we'll come back for the last 3.5 minutes then after the break. Okay.
Okay.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Yeah!
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, we're coming back in again. But last thing, Jenna, you know, the PTA, I always think of that song, the Hopper Valley PTA, but are these PTAs, the Parent Teacher Association, are they all absolutely useless? I mean, why aren't they kicking up hell about these issues?
Definitely. And when I see run into them in town, they just give me this big stare like, you are the problem, lady. But guess what? One of these events came up, and there was a student board member sitting at the table up on stage. She was 16 and well-read on dirty electricity and in full understanding of the scientific study that Sam Milham did at the library. And after I stood up and gave my 3 minutes, she just quietly raised her hand and she said, can I comment on that? And the whole board of like 8 adults all in their suits, and they're all business people and lobbyists and whatever, they're like, yeah, please say something, Sophia. And she's like, I agree 100% with Ms. Chaputis, that's my name, and I have read into this. And she just went on and on about how it affects the mind of a growing child. Here it is, this child giving all of the scientific study. Because this was like after my 5th time of coming in to say, I have a problem with this, are you going to do something? And was ignored. But since she vocalized it, the superintendent had to raise his pen and say, well, I'll look into it. Well, it turns out that he had to pay a physicist from Tacoma $5,000 to walk through my son's school to take a Geiger measurement reading of the electromagnetics. And I don't know if he did the study on a Saturday when everything was off, but the bottom line was
$5,000. You could buy a machine $5,000. You could buy a machine for less than $500 and do it yourself. Yeah, but
right.
That's shocking,
and then he gave. And then I got the hard copy of all of his studies of measuring the electromagnetics in the whole school. But the bottom line of this physicist, he's like, we don't know because the FCC says it's thermal damage, and there will be no thermal damage with the measurements that I just took. So he was obligated because that one student, this brilliant student that was just on the board for a year, and then she was replaced and everything washed away. So... yeah.
Well, John Staple used to say, amongst many other things, been 23 years broadcasting, but take your country back, neighborhood by neighborhood, county by county, state by state. You have to infiltrate, I mean, in a positive way, these PTAs and get allies, because all the people and the commercial entities have been placing their nominated shills on these boards for years. That's what's been going
on. Absolutely. And, you know, at one point I started to look at what the superintendent makes in a year, and I knew that it is a ridiculous six-figure sum of, you know, what his annual income is. And it's like they're just doing it for the money. And, a blind eye, you know, and as I was vocalizing, this is our future. These are our children. How do you want to experiment on children? With this, knowing that the science has been in since the 70s, you know, knowing that this is hard, you know, hard copy understanding of this is what it does. Can you do this? And they could just stare and carry on.
Yeah, the British chef, and he's an accomplished writer and publisher of books. He's very wealthy now, Jamie Oliver. He's a regular bloke, work-class guy, but he went to California to examine and analyze the food in the schools, and he found that the most polluted, poisonous crap he ever came across in his lives. And he took on a board of a school, and they ran him out of California and threatened him, but it got major publicity. And the amount they're spending on these meals, it's like old folks' homes, they spend a horrendous low amount of money, these corporations that own these old folks' homes, on the food. And most of the elderly people are dying of malnutrition. Bill Deagle is saying, if the magnesium level in anybody, and especially an old person, goes to zero, boom, your heart stops and it cannot be revived. That's one of the many, many thousand things he raises. But that alone. But
just going to add, with the school systems out this way, it's like the kids get off the bus and they walk into the school, but because families can't feed their children, they ensure that children have food. So there's before school snacks, and I've looked at them because my son had wrappers, you know, sugar, corn syrup, crap before, and take-home bags because kids might not be fed at home. So these programs are set up so that they have all this money to feed children a lot of crap.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's going on in the UK. They have breakfast for in the poorer schools for children, et cetera, et cetera. That's a shocking situation. I see this is a reasonably middle-class town I live in, but children go to school in the morning on a wet day without a coat, just a blazer and a bag, and not without a coat or a hat. What kind of parents are they, you know? But we have to... It's shocking, the deterioration in society, and parents have to be taught how to be parents, but there's just no end to it. Oh, no. On and on and on it goes, non-stop. But no, all so the people my, we've